Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 9:45, up 21 on the open. May, 9:58, up 24. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 9:25, up 15 and 3 quarters on the open. May, 9:43, up 20 and a half. July, 8:36, up 30. September, 8:44, up 29 and a half. December, 8:57, up 19. On the open. March corn opened at 5.11 and a half, up 16 and a half on the open. May, 5.23 and a half, up 17 and a quarter. July, 5.33 and a half, up 17 and a half. September, 5.32 and a half, up 18 and a half. December, 5.25, up 11 and three quarters. March of 2009, 5.35, up 16 on the open. January beans opened at 12.95, up 9 on the open. March, 13.10, up 11 and a quarter. May, 13.30, up 13. July, 13.45, up 14 and a quarter. November, 12.84, up 39 on the open. January soybean meal opened at 3.53, up $2 on the open. March, 3.59.70, up 110. January soybean oil opened at 53.10, up 100 on the open. March, 53.55, up 89. January feeders open at 98.75, down 75 on the open. February live cattle open at 91.50, up 15. February lean hogs open at 54.40, up 40. And February bellies open at 83.25, down 75 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, if Friday was considered volatile, this day is equally volatile. We gapped higher on the opening bell and went limit up since the opening call that I gave earlier in many months. I suppose the questions are twofold. Are we going to be there at the end of the day? And what does the synthetic option trade suggest for potential upside potential?
Well, we haven't had enough trade to see what the synthetic said just yet. But judging by the electronic volume, there's about 26,000 in electronic March corn to be bought. About 2,000 in May and about 5,000 in July. There's only about 400 in the D, so most of the strength is up front in the corn. Beans, it's all new crop led. There's about 1,500 to buy limit up in the November beans. And in the wheat, it's strictly new crop with 17,000 bid limit up in the July Chicago wheat future. So judging by these numbers, I would imagine we're going to stay sharply higher here, if not limit up, throughout most of the day. What it will do is bring the old crop bean futures higher as the day wears on, as we continue to see some short covering to a limited amount as margin call liquidation kicks in and continue to see large speculative buying coming to the table.
Longer term for the balance of the week, what do you think the trade will do?
Well, they're about to determine to push corn to $5.50 and these beans up to $14. So I imagine sharply higher today. I don't know if we'll get some stabilization on a turnaround or a contrary Tuesday or not, but there's going to be willing buyers underneath the marketplace on any type of correction.
What then might provide some topping action for this marketplace, given that we've really been on a run-up for the last, I don't know, couple of months, certainly month and a half? especially in those beans where we've gained over $2 in the marketplace.
Yeah, it's been an extreme ordinary move here. We've seen a virtually straight up market since the August 16th low. That particular morning we came in here and had the subprime worries hit the marketplace. The grain market was virtually limit down. Saw a lot of liquidation that we're going to see some problems. Ever since that day, we've been ratcheting higher and through here. Corrections are probably going to be short-lived and through here as we continue to add some premium to the marketplace. The key is how soon the funds hold off their buying.
And given what you know and the context that you talk about, what do you think the fund action potentially might be over the next 30 days?
Well, that's a good question. Fund activity on reallocation really didn't pan out. They reallocated, but there's more massive buying than selling in some of the commodities. We feel that there's bound and determined to shoot some higher price levels, which would be corn at $5.50 and these beans at $14. Once we get to those levels, we might see some slowing develop.
$5.50 corn and $14 beans. I would imagine if you are a hedger, you probably want to do something to take advantage of this.
We feel so. A lot of producers have their hands in their pockets right at the moment, sort of watching the rally take place. But we encourage stick to the plan here and continue to scale in selling as we go. We recommend buying some put options to put a floor in it. You can pretty well guarantee yourself $4 cash corn out of the field next fall by using a put. And you're actually not committed to actual bushels because it is a put option, which gives guys a lot of flexibility with the uncertainty of what's in front of us. But the last time we've had this magnitude of a move with extreme bullishness that we've seen here is in the early 70s. And for guys that traded that market and who were actually physically in that market really enjoyed the rally, but the problem was getting out of that market. A lot of guys tell you were not able to get out for 3 to 4 days. So when the market did turn, it was virtually straight down. I don't know if we'll see that quick of a turn or that type of turn, but the higher we go here, the risk becomes back to the downside.
One of the things as I go around the state of Illinois to agricultural outlook meetings that I hear quite a bit, Kurt, is producers lamenting that they purchased made hedges in corn, for example, around that $4 level, which at the time seemed like a pretty good trade. But given where corn might be, they're saying maybe not such a good trade after all. For those people that did sell significant corn at lower levels, do you have any ideas for them to try to get in on what's going on now?
Well, about the best thing you could do, or the only thing you can do is sort of cushion that blow is to come in with a option strategy as a replacement, so you've got some type of coverage, because you don't want to jump out of that hedge or that sale and all of a sudden see corn go down a dollar. That'd be a disaster. So there are some ways to sort of cushion that blow a little bit. $4 is still a good sell. Looking back in history, I mean, it doesn't look good right now, but what's to say this market can turn around and drop $1.50 from here? A lot of guys don't want to hear that and say that's impossible, but that could very well happen. And so there's some creative things out there. The best thing to do is talk to your elevator guy or your broker or your advisor. There's some things you can do to sort of cushion that.
Is wheat still your current early warning system indicator for performance in the corn, both up and to the downside?
Well, wheat, how we saw the top, and we're starting to see this materialize in corn, we saw these sales all come forward. Everybody got bullish wheat, and they all forward bought. We met 90% of the export sales projection within the first 3 months of the marketing year. Well, what we're seeing now is a lot of these corn sales coming forward. We're not that far along yet, but we sold another 116,000 tons of corn to South Korea And so we could be in a situation where a lot of this demand's being front-loaded, being taken care of, and at some point in time, you're going to run out of buyers because everybody's bought up.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Greenfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City March wheat. At 9:54, locked, limit up at 30. At the Board of Trade, March, May, and July, all locked, limit up. The July trading at 8:36. Corn pit, same story, all locked, limit up, 20 up. The March at 5:15, and the D's at 5:33 1/4. January beans, 13:19 up 33. March, 13:33 1/2 up 34 3/4. May, 13:51 up 34. And November at 12:95 up 50. Ed Kieser tells us today in Illinois it will be mostly cloudy with a few scattered flurries. In northern Indiana, cloudy with snow showers. Elsewhere in Indiana, cloudy with scattered snow showers tapering to flurries, and highs ranging from around 20 in far northwestern Illinois to around 40 in the far south. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.